Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Aggies, listen up. Joining us right now, Jason Cook, Texas A&M Senior Associate Athletics Director of External Affairs. That's a long title, Jason.
Man, that's must
John,
be
a... it's a very long title, but I tell you what, I love the intro music.
How about that? You know what we play here now all the time, Jason? We play the Aggie fight song. Why don't you tell the people why?
Well, this is an exciting day because 97.5 is now going to be the home of Texas A&M football, Texas A&M men's basketball, and all of our sports. It's a big day for us. We've been looking for a consistent radio home in Houston. It's our largest market for Aggies, and we could not be more excited to announce a great in-depth partnership with you guys today.
How about that?
Wow.
We're thrilled. You know, we're friends with Kevin Sumlin here. He's been a friend of the show for a long time, from his days back here in Houston, and even before when he was the offensive coordinator. Actually, I met him back when he was the offensive coordinator at Texas A&M. And so we are Texas was great. It was awesome. It was a great time. But the access and, the relationships that we have with Texas A&M, it's going to carry a lot further. We're going to go way above and beyond. Billy Kennedy has been on this show plenty already, so we're looking forward to that as well. This is a great relationship that we're really looking forward to. And this is, like you said, not only do you have all the Aggie alum here, but what about all these players here in the Houston area that Coach Sumlin, he's going to reach every week here now.
You bet. And, to vouch for you guys, Kevin Sumlin doesn't do radio interviews with just anyone. And when we kind of briefed him and said what's going on, he said, yeah, they're good guys. I'll go on the radio with them today at noon. So I know he's looking forward to catching up with you guys. Houston is important to Coach Sumlin. It's important to our football program. It's important to Texas A&M. We have over 95,000 Aggies who live in the greater Houston area. And, there's a lot of numbers coming out that Houston is an SEC town. You know, yes, Texas A&M has a huge presence there, but there's a lot of LSU Tigers down there. There's a lot of Mississippi State Bulldogs in the area as well. And, the opportunity to bring some Texas A&M content, but some SEC content in a greater way to Houston is something that we're really excited about.
Oh, yeah, and I know, a lot of kids that can't get into Texas A&M or any of the good schools, they'll go to Ole Miss too. So there's a lot of Ole Miss alum here too. So it really is. I'm going to ask you, Jason, what the SEC means now, how much what it's brought, that brand has brought to Texas A&M.
Well, since we moved to the SEC in 2012, we kind of call it a perfect storm that we had. We hired Kevin Sumlin, and then you had this quarterback wearing number 2 was running around in circles around the league. Oil was at $100 a barrel. We built Kyle Field. We go to the Cotton Bowl, beat Oklahoma. There's been this perfect storm of things that have happened here, and it's made Texas A&M relevant nationally, obviously, but also relevant in our home state. And you look, since 2012, our fan base has increased about 26% in the Houston market alone. So that is huge for us. And we thought back in 2012 that our brand was undervalued, and we started making investments, and we started the move to the SEC, and it's paid off dividends a hundredfold.
Jason Cook joining us right here on ESPN 97.5, the proud home of Texas A&M Athletics. And one of the great things, John and I were talking about this, Dave South is going to be on ESPN 97.5 now, and we'll get a chance to listen to him, and all fans do. What's your best Dave South story?
What's my best? Oh my gosh! You know, he's been here for so long. There's many, but I have to go back to when he was thrown out of the Southwest Conference basketball tournament back in the early 1990s.
What?
So that's a great story. The official ran by, made a bad call, and Dave made the choke sign for him and got tossed out of the Southwest Conference basketball tournament. So the funny thing was that in our run to the NCAA. This past year, there were some folks connected to you and I who we beat in that epic game who remembered that story. So Dave got to relive one of his finer moments in history.
This is a great marriage. We love it. Jason Cook, Associate Athletic Director with us here, Senior Associate Athletic Director with us here on ESPN 97.5. We are going to go above and beyond, and it is going to be awesome. You're going to get access. We want to go, Jason, we want to do live shows from there before, you know, your opener against UCLA, against big games. You know, we want to be a big part of what you guys are doing over there.
Well, we're looking for partners. I mean, that at the end of the day, we wanted someone in Houston who would drive that short trip on 290, who was going to be here with us, that we had a consistent home, that if you wanted to listen to Texas A&M football, you knew exactly where to go on the radio dial each and every Saturday. That was very important to us. And, you know, Aggies, we're all about relationships here, and we're looking forward to having our coaches on with you guys, having you come to campus, talk to our players. You know, you've got someone who, like Myles Garrett, you know, an All-American, going to be top draft pick, but you know what? More than else, he's an incredible guy. He wants to be a paleontologist when he gets done with football. So the opportunity to introduce your listeners to these gems, these nuggets of information and relationships that we have, that's what a partnership's all about, and that's what we hope to bring to the table with you guys as well.
And what a year it's been for Texas A&M Athletics, you know, from football, basketball, and then now baseball. Man, Jason, it's rolling right now.
Well, how about this? We're the only school, the only Division I school in the country that's had all of our sports advance to postseason play.
Wow.
The only school in the country. So we're talking not only football and basketball, but even down to swimming and diving, golf, sports of that nature. So from the gamut, we're the only school where we're building champions. We're advancing teams to postseason play. And we're the only school in the SEC that's had our football program, our men's basketball team, and baseball all advance to postseason as well. So things are really good right now. And I tell you what, this series against TCU this weekend, Super Regional in baseball, it's shaping up to be one for the ages.
It really is. I'm telling you, this is a great, great day for us here, obviously, and I hope for you guys too, because this, yeah, you want to know where you're going to be. Everybody wants to know what station it's going to be. You never have to worry about that. We'll probably add simulcast in here with our sister station over on the AM side. It's going to be a great relationship that we're going to go. Again, we can't wait to get started and get this thing going. Hey, I know a lot of people are excited. I'm really excited about this football season for this team. You know, it takes a while. I don't know if everybody gets this, but it takes a while when you move into a league, especially a league like the SEC. You got to get a different kind of player. And now Kevin Sumlin's guys that he's been recruiting these three, four years now is finally starting to come to fruition for him.
Well, Houston is important for us from developing players, getting them from that area. I think that Coach Sumlin has got an incredible coaching staff. You look at John Chavis and what he did at LSU, but since he came to Texas A&M, how he has completely revamped and rebuilt that defense and hiring Noah Mazzoni, who's been at Ole Miss and Auburn in the past, has that SEC experience there. You know, there's a lot of pieces in play here, and Kevin has been building, and you could talk to him about this in a few minutes, but he has a little quiet confidence. So when he's quiet, he knows that he may have something in store for the 2016 season.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. Can't wait to talk to him. Now, we got to get a question out of the way, a personal question on this show. Jason, I'm a Longhorn grad, so am I going to be allowed on campus when we come up there?
No.
We accept converts all the time.
Ooh, I don't know if I'm converting, but yes. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah,
excited.
You are. All right.
Well, it's going to be interesting because the last time we've had orange in Kyle Field was that last game that we played against Texas. But we've got Tennessee coming in, and I always like to tell people that Tennessee is the real UT. Because Tennessee was founded in 1794, which is almost 100 years before Texas. So we like to have a good time down here.
Yeah,
so,
it's gonna be fun.
Open invitation to anyone at Kyle Field.
Great. We can't wait to be up there for big games. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, you've got UCLA, Tennessee, Ole Miss, and then we end the season against LSU on Thanksgiving night. We've got the big boys coming into Kyle Field this year.